spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means it's time for the Blueprint Power Hour. How you doing, Rob Regish?
Doing great, man. Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing really good. I told you this off the air. I'm experimenting with periodic longer fasting periods. I have a theory. I've been communicating with Dr. Milind Watvi, who wrote the book of Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes, a Darwinian look at diabetes and obesity. And so I had my last real food meal Sunday at 7 p.m., and up until a half hour ago, the only thing I've had was some coffee, a couple of tablespoons of amino acids, EAAs, and two handfuls of spirulina. That's all. Since
wow.
Sunday. And I got to tell you, I feel really good. I did break the fast as planned right before the show, because now I'm going to eat the way I normally eat the rest of the day, because tomorrow I have to go in and train legs.
Right.
But I'm experimenting with fasting. It's really an amazing I've stumbled onto something, and I'm hoping that I can figure something interesting out. Let's put it that way.
Awesome. Glad to hear it.
So tell me something. You tuned in to yesterday's show, where Brooks and I were talking about Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, I always love it when Brooks is on, just for the information that he imparts. But secondly, I had no idea that, much like myself, he's a big fan of Bruno Sammartino and pro wrestling in general.
Right.
And you know, you can say what you want about that business, but the fact of the matter is this. It is as physically demanding as just about any other profession, and you throw the travel schedule on top of that, and now you know you're looking at some real serious stress and other issues that guys unfortunately have fallen victim to. However, Bruno wasn't one of them. That's because he lived what they call the straight edge.
Yeah.
You know, he lived straight edge,
very clean life, and he's still doing well. Ironically, I mean, I saw him at the Arnold. There was a special inductee to the International Hall of Fame, Sports Hall of Fame. He was one of the inductees. I mean, he looks good. I mean, I don't know. He's got to be in his late 70s. And he did get sick for a while. He talked about that. But bounced back in true form. So, you know, he's doing great.
Class guy.
Okay. We have lots of good questions to cover. We're going to get started right away with one from Dan Rollins. He says, I'm looking for mobility exercises for my shoulders. Join the club. Since taking up convict conditioning and progressing up the steps, I'm noticing my shoulders ache. Foam rolling just doesn't do it. What kind of stretching or mobility work could I use to help keep the pain away? P.S. Handstand push-ups are a go.
Yeah, it's great to hear from Dan. I got a lot of questions, but they're good ones, and they in turn help his clients. But first off, I'm a little surprised the shoulders are aching on convict conditioning. Now, I have no doubt that he's doing all the right things, but only in a small number of cases have I seen, you know, shoulder injuries crop up. And it's usually in the trainees that skip the earlier steps, unfortunately. So while it's difficult to check your ego at the door, the benefits realized are too many to ignore. What most people don't get is that by performing those early steps, the delicate underlying tissues, which include the tendons, ligaments, bursa, fascia, and especially the joints, are being strengthened.
Wow.
In any case, having said that, I'll offer the following two solutions for improved shoulder mobility. One, something called the SOTS press, and two, the shoulder horn. On the SOTS press, you start that movement with a stick behind your neck, just a broomstick. You want to keep a wide grip on the stick and push it overhead as you squat down into a full squat. You want to pretend that you're using a stick to push your body down into a full squat. Now make sure to keep the bar slightly or the stick slightly behind your head during the entire movement, and then slowly come up from the squat and lower the stick behind your neck simultaneously at the same time. Once you reach the starting position, repeat that for 6 to 8 reps.
So theoretically, when you're at the bottom of the squat, your arm should be fully extended over your head, but slightly behind and a plane behind your head.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now, on the shoulder horn, that device can be found as close as your local Walmart or online via eBay for quite a bit less. One of your rotator cuff muscles, and in particular the supraspinatus, occupies a confined space along the top of your scapula, and you can experience compression-induced disruption of the blood supply there. That's typically what's going on in a lot of mobility shoulder-related issues. The potential problem is eliminated by use or working through the abducted position, and that's because external rotation in an abducted position should only be done with proper support, which the shoulder horn provides. If the weight on your upper arms isn't completely supported, other muscles of your shoulder and back, the deltoids, the traps, will activate and decreases the amount of benefit that the infraspinatus and the teres minor receive. In addition, if the position of your upper arms is too high or too far back, there's a risk of impingement between your humerus and acromion, which is the hook-shaped bone structure at the top of your scapula. The shoulder horn automatically locks your shoulders and arms into the safest and most effective position for abducted external rotation, which is what you want. There's also evidence that it's significantly more effective for increasing external rotator strength versus just dumbbells alone. Finally, I would be remiss not to mention some light sled dragging. And here I'm talking about walking forward with the sled, using a palms-up grip, and performing a front raise type of motion. Every return trip, walk backwards and perform an upright row, such that the rear delts are worked to bring things into balance. And that kind of prehab and rehab movement is responsible for a lot of pain-free shoulder training. I would look at 6 to 8 trips of about 120 feet, both forward and backward. And doing so, I think you're going to find, Dan, helps a lot. So I hope that helps.
Okay, so I want to get the sled drag option clear in my head.
Yeah.
So when I'm walking forward, the sled is behind me, and the ropes are going through my hands. I'm holding my hands out up in front of me, almost like I'm doing a front raise simultaneously with my palms are pretty close together at that point in time, right?
Yeah, you want to begin with, let's say, the palms down near your sides, okay?
Okay.
And then as you walk forward, pull up like a dumbbell front raise, and then slowly lower and repeat that on the forward trip. On the backward trip, you're going to perform a mix of, let's say, an upright rowing type motion and a reverse dumbbell fly to work, of course, the entire shoulder, and make sure that there's balance there. It is a tremendous movement which increases blood flow without the eccentric or lowering component of the exercise, mm-hmm. which causes the muscle damage.
It's funny because Yesterday, I went to get a massage specifically for my shoulders.
Yeah.
Because the front heads of my shoulders are very, very painful.
Yeah.
And they're now restricting my ability to squat because I have a hard time getting my hands on the bar, which is going, you know, across my upper portion of my traps. And this guy worked on my shoulders, and he said, you know, you are, your front heads of your shoulders for some reason are very, very tight. He said, they're not activated. It wasn't like the muscles were spasming, but I am pulling my shoulders forward out of the sockets. And he worked on them yesterday, just my shoulders, for an hour. And I got to tell you something. It was remarkable. Normally, when I try to raise my hand over my head, there's a lot of clicking, and I can feel things that don't feel like they're in the right place bouncing
right.
around in there.
Right.
And after that massage, even to now, I can throw my arms up without having all that, I don't know what it is that's going on there. Muscles are clicking, getting caught in between bones. I don't know what it is. So I'm gonna go see him again next week, and I'm gonna do this once a week for the next 4 weeks. See if I can get my shoulders back to a rehabbed point. So that's another option. Go get a good massage.
Yeah.
Somebody who knows sports massage. This is
the Russians were onto this a long time ago. I'm telling you, guys, get on it. It works, and it works well, and it's worth the money.
I mean, don't you think, to the extent that many of us train, sometimes it's not necessarily about mobility work, but just kind of releasing the tension that we are developing just from our work, from workout to workout.
That's the other thing that you really need to look at, especially as you age. You know, prehab and rehab work, blood flow, recovery. It is all about recovery. And sled dragging is near, if not at the top of my list, because of reasons I've already gone into. But
yeah.
If you haven't bought a sled, hook one up online, take a picture to your local high school shop class. They'll usually do it for free.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by The Blueprint. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. And get 3 month free subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. When we come back, we've got a question from Sam Johnson. Stay tuned.
Oh, groovy, baby.
From Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3 month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. If you want to outlast, out-muscle and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. This comes from Sam Johnson. He says, quick question, what is the best astaxanthin supplement you know of? Where can I buy it? Why do you think it's the best? Good questions.
Yeah, good one. Life Extension sells a nice standalone astaxanthin. You're looking for a product called astaxanthin with phospholipids. Now, by label, it's 4 milligrams per gel cap, and you get 30 of them for the member price of just $12 a bottle. So it's worth noting that astaxanthin is 550 times more powerful than even EGCG from green tea at neutralizing singlet oxygen, 65 times more powerful than vitamin C, and 54 times more powerful than beta-carotene as a free radical scavenger. It increases strength, endurance, has anti-inflammatory properties, and easily crosses the blood-brain barrier, which, it imparts both the antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that it has. It's also unique insofar as being both fat and water soluble. So by residing in both mediums, it protects the entire cell from damage. Now, from a performance standpoint, you're in for a real treat. There's no placebo effect in this ultimate test of endurance. Mice that were given astaxanthin were able to swim longer before reaching exhaustion. The mice in question also showed significantly reduced fat accumulation. And the authors noted that astaxanthin may have increased the utilization of free fatty acids for energy. Another Japanese study, again using mice, found that astaxanthin decreased muscle inflammation by, get this, more than 50%. Studies indicate that those benefits manifest anywhere between 6 and 8 milligrams a day. And in practice, this is one supplement I feel should be dosed on the high side. In fact, I would suggest no less than 10 to 15 milligrams a day to see what it can really do for you. You also want to ensure you're getting natural astaxanthin versus the synthetic form, as it's been shown to be 20 times more bioavailable. Now, you heard that right, 20 times more efficient versus the syn, emphasis on synthetic form. So clearly then, when you're using such small milligram amounts, using the natural form is absolutely crucial. Hope that helps, Sam. Head over to Life Extension. Great company. Love supporting them.
And if you don't have a membership to Life Extension, you can get one for free.
Yeah.
Not only can you get one for free, get this. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad, not only can you get a membership for free, but you can also get $25 worth of free products. So you can get that bottle of astaxanthin for free just for signing up. to be a member.
There you go. I just picked up some 7,000 milligram vitamin D for an absurdly low price.
7,000 IU, you mean, right?
I'm sorry, 7,000 IU. And why? Because while I'm getting plenty of it right now, I don't want to pay for it through the nose, you know, once the winter hits.
Right.
Here.
Right. So. Absolutely. Okay, next question comes from Mike Grady. Mike says, I love Synthogen, but a question on your new supplement, Tranquilogen. How much rhodiola, curcumin, and astaxanthin is in it? I know Mass doesn't window dress their proprietary blends like many companies, but it'd be nice to know. Also, I've never seen a formula like this. Can you elaborate on how and why the ingredients work together? I'm about to pull the trigger and buy three, get one free special, but would appreciate an answer before purchasing.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you know, you'll be glad to know Mass has listed the exact milligram amounts of both rhodiola and CurcuClear, their curcumin concentrate, on the label. So let's discuss rhodiola first, as it's one of the centerpiece ingredients. By label, Tranquilogen contains 110 milligrams per cap of verified full-spectrum rhodiola. I'm making that point because this isn't the inferior Chinese version that is so prevalent in the market. It's Russian, and it's sourced from the Altai Mountain region of Siberia, where the most potent rhodiola in the world comes from. It also comes from a well-known rhodiola supplier who is widely considered to be the best in the industry. The 110 milligrams per cap is equal to their standalone brand, which retails for $26, lasts for the same month at the suggested two caps a day, and their product just gives you rhodiola. So when you're opting for this buy three, get one free special, it brings the cost per bottle of Tranquilogen down to $33. So with respect to the CurcuClear curcumin that we use, you're getting 334 milligrams per cap. So at three caps a day, which is what most guys are going to be using, you're getting a full gram of curcumin concentrate, custom made for Tranquilogen. Important to point out that too much curcumin, and this is often, never mentioned, curcumin can work against you insofar as being a pro-oxidant if you take too much. The classic example being N-acetylcysteine. Now, to be fair, curcumin only becomes a pro-oxidant once you get it into the multi-gram range. Its best-known attribute is pain relief. So case in point, it's been found to relieve pain equivalent to ibuprofen. In one study conducted on patients with osteoarthritis, just 200 milligrams of curcumin a day resulted in the researchers saying the following. The result showed curcumin-treated group had a statistically significant reduction in all primary clinical endpoints. Per cap, Tranquilogen gives you 170% more curcumin than what's referenced just in that study, plus combines it with no less than three other natural anti-inflammatories, which brings us to astaxanthin. There was no other combination in my testing which showed greater upside than curcumin plus astaxanthin. And if you study the anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and performance-enhancing benefits of each, you begin to appreciate why. The beauty of astaxanthin is its long half-life, which is up to 40 hours after an acute dose. It therefore not only magnifies the benefits of curcumin, but greatly extends those benefits, you know, the duration of action. We've also opted for natural astaxanthin, which I discussed prior. The final point I'd like to make about astaxanthin is this. If you study the literature, which I did, there's evidence that a higher dose results in better and faster results. And since astaxanthin is expensive, most companies have elected to use a very low dose. I went the other way with it because doing so yielded better results faster. And I'm talking a lot better and a lot faster. With the milligram, or the milligram or the amount found in Tranquilogen, while that's proprietary, it is up to five times that seen in some competing products. Here's the bottom line. Tranquilogen contains at or above research-proven doses of important nutraceuticals. Like Synthogen, it's the sourcing, though, of the top-shelf raws and the way that I've kind of weaved them together that makes the difference. Taken alone, any one of those ingredients is going to help you. Taken together, the combined effect is much, much more pronounced. That buy three, get one free special is, in fact, introductory, by the way, and we'll probably be offering just a twin pack in the near future. So I hope that helps, Mike. That's what TQ is, and I can't wait to get my bottle of the finished product shipping on or before next week, the week of August.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Paul Adeleke. Hey, I pronounced it right, Paul. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by The Blueprint. We'll be right back.
Ich tanz nur ab und zu aus der Reihe. Doch ich pass auf, dass ich verhältnismäßig sauber bleibe. Ich hab ne weiße Weste, okay, vielleicht hat sie Flecken. Ich bin ein Ghetto-Kind mit Bierfahne und Adi.
Power Block Dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block Barbells that turn your Power Block Dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new Kettlebell Handle to convert Power Block Dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, 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 have you tried Aura MD? Are you still using toxic toothpaste? Really? Aura MD is the single best thing to brush your teeth with. Made from essential oils, has nothing artificial, no fluoride, no surfactants, no sand. Leaves your mouth smelling so fresh and clean that everybody around you will say, what the heck did you brush your teeth with? It smells so good. Go to superhumoradio.com and try a buy one, get one free, never before offered. Only two drops a day. A bottle lasts you forever. I'm telling you. Go check it out.
Two drops?
Two drops on a toothbrush, and you will never believe. I promise you, you will never brush with toothpaste ever again. Two drops.
Lasts forever.
A bottle lasts forever. Check it out. So many people have already messaged me or posted on Facebook that they can't believe how good this stuff is, and you should be trying it too. Go to superhumoradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. Okay. Paul Adeleke. Can you talk about green coffee bean extract? It's all the rage, but what's your opinion of it?
Good old green coffee bean. It's today's hot weight loss ingredient.
Bingo.
And, you know, I don't mean to throw cold water on it out of the gate, but if you look at the trends like this, they all go the way of acai berry, which was last month's, you know, hot weight loss item, I think. But let's take a look at green coffee bean, whether it's worthy of your consideration, Paul. First, the purported upsides boil down to really one selling point, which is fat loss. Well, it's no coincidence. This is goal number one of an increasingly obese population. People are looking for a silver bullet, and green coffee bean is just this month's flavor. It's a concentrated source of chlorogenic acids, and it's currently being advertised everywhere from TV to Walmart for everything from heart health to fat loss.
Really?
Yeah, I find it modest. I find the evidence for it to be modest at best. It may reduce body weight in obese people. Keyword, obese people. And the mechanism of action is currently unknown, but it's thought to be related to simply preventing carbohydrate uptake from the intestines. The degree of weight loss, though, is inconsistent with the literature that I reviewed. And studies in people that are already lean, they're virtually non-existent. A handful of studies suggest that something called blood health can be improved via increased vascular reactivity.
What is blood health? What is it?
Well, they never put a finer point on that, other than to say, you know, lowered blood pressure and vasoreactivity, which could mean anything. You know, let's be honest.
Yeah.
The latter, poor vascular function, appears to be just a Band-Aid effect, with one study noting that 2 weeks after stopping, the benefits all but disappeared.
Yeah, so you got to keep taking it forever.
Yeah, interestingly enough, the slight positive effects might be due, they think, to a metabolite of ferulic acid. I bet you haven't heard that in a while. Ferulic acid, or FRAC, was pushed as an anabolic back in my day, circa the late 80s. Mm. And early 90s. So here's the final word. Green coffee bean extract, it may be healthy, but for the benefits touted, it doesn't appear to me to be cost-effective nor as well-established as other supplements I can recommend. And for that, I would suggest looking into 300 milligrams of epigallo, catechin gallate, EGCG from green tea, and 200 milligrams of caffeine, either from guarana or yerba mate extract. Either of those is far superior to green coffee bean, and the science behind them, backing them, is rock solid. So I hope that helps, Paul. Save your money on that one.
Okay, and here's another Paul. And we have Paul Panagiotis. He says, can you tell me your thoughts on pulsing anabolics, something like prohormone epistane? Isn't epistane an aromatase inhibitor? Maybe I'm wrong. To avoid liver damage and natural testosterone shutdown, is it worth only taking on training days about 3 days a week, say, for 10 weeks, or should I stick to the normal 4 to 5 week run? Also, can you please give your thoughts on a viable over-the-counter PCT? I cannot get hold of anything like Nova. Fellow Blueprint Army member, Paul.
Yeah. Epistane is perhaps best known under its trade name of Havoc. It's still out there. And according to the Vita texts, it's 1,100% is anabolic and 91% is androgenic as the reference standard methyl testosterone. Being 17-alpha alkylated, a.k.a. a methyl, it does carry a degree of liver toxicity, so your concerns are warranted. And you have to remember this, too. Any androgen taken in a dose that's effective for muscle growth is going to lead to shutdown. The real question here, though, involves pulsing. Pulsing was created back in the day with so-called dirty compounds like D-ball and methyl test. The theory is that epi, in this case, stimulates luteinizing hormone because of its anti-estrogen activity, or at least it doesn't suppress it based on studies using the free alcohol extract. So if you pulse every other day, let's say two on, two off, it allows for 3 to 4 doses a week, again, in theory, without shutdown. That theory, again, is that it's safe and you'll get a bounce-back effect, reaping the benefits of some extra anabolism, test production, anti-gyno effects, etc., without needing pulse cycle therapy. I'm not convinced, especially for someone with any history of using androgens. I mention the words not convinced because as much as I'd like to believe it, I'm an even bigger believer in the fact that there's no free lunch. I'm afraid guys will be pinching pennies here, and effective over-the-counter alternatives do exist to deal with these issues. Two such items are TUDCA, T-U-D-C-A, and Driven Sports Triazole. TUDCA is probably the best liver and cholesterol support supplement around. The reason being is it positively modulates the production of the flow from bile from the liver. And the pathological condition there being known as cholestasis. Buildup of high toxic levels from androgen metabolites in the liver can lead to cell damage and even death. So without bile flow to remove toxins, your days in the gym and above ground might be numbered. When it comes to cholestasis, your liver isn't the only vital organ placed at risk. Most methylated androgens cause elevated LDL, bad cholesterol, and decreased HDL, which is the good cholesterol. That dangerous combination leads to an increased risk of heart disease. TUDCA is a metabolite of ursodeoxycholic acid, UDCA, a commonly prescribed treatment for cholestasis. TUDCA encourages bile flow and inhibits the formation of toxic metabolites, the stuff that causes bile blockage in the first place. Triazole, on the other hand, is ideal post-cycle, restoring test levels and bringing estrogen back into a healthy balance. It also includes a high-quality extract of Suma, which is one of my favorite adaptogens and something you'll certainly benefit from. Here's the bottom line. Whether you're pulsing it or not, please don't pinch pennies with your health. You want to use 250 to 500 milligrams of TUDCA or running Epistane and Triazole post-cycle. That's only going to benefit you. Both of those are available for a nominal price at NutraPlanet.com.
Okay, here's my two CCs. Bill Roberts is the guy who really perfected pulsing of anabolic steroids. Two weeks on, 2 weeks PCT, 2 weeks off is a variation that I used years and years ago. He said 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off because it takes 2 weeks for HPT disruption to occur. And there is some evidence that he was right about that, at least anecdotally. What I found that works is 2 weeks on, 2 weeks PCT, 2 weeks off, 2 weeks on. You'll keep your gains. You won't make mad gains because you're only on for 2 weeks. The PCT will be minimal because the shutdown is minimal, if any. And the 2 weeks off gives you time to do be sensible and not jump right back into it. Some people go 2 weeks on, 2 weeks PCT, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks PCT. I've also heard 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. So if you Google Bill Roberts, I think it's Robertson or Roberts, I forget, you will find a lot of this information out there from quite a long time ago. At least he was writing about this at least 15 years ago.
Did you have blood stuff?
Did I check blood work? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. Hey. I mean, obviously, that's why I say it's anecdotal.
Right.
So there's no real evidence that this is accurate. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question from Sergio Hernandez. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by The Blueprint. You want to get to Gainesville fast? You need a map. You know what the best map is? The Blueprint. Get it and grow. We'll be right back.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't go, Sharona. Hey, do you want to go to the Ancestral Health Symposium in Atlanta? Want to save some money? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the blog link today. We have a link there. That'll save you $30 off the general registration or $30 off the student registration, which is already reduced. And we are planning a little superhuman get-together while we're there. So there's a link in that blog post where you can email me and let me know if you intend to be in Atlanta. And we're going to set up a nice meeting. Seems like there's a lot of people going. We'll have some fun. Okay. This next question comes from Sergio Hernandez. Did I lose part of the question? Hold on a second. Sorry about that.
I've got it if you don't.
Does it start with I have access to raw colostrum? Or did I miss something here?
Yep. Okay. No, you got
it. Have access to raw colostrum from grass-fed cows. That's good. Does colostrum have any muscle-building properties? It is a little pricey, so I wonder if the cost justifies its merits. Before you even answer this, I have to say absolutely. I pay $40 for a gallon of colostrum when it's available. Get it. Drink it. It's good stuff. Good. What do you think, Rob?
Well, around 2004, might have been earlier than that, the industry began a big push for colostrum, going so far as to label it the next creatine. Now, first, it was the old Bricker Labs. I don't know if you remember them. Being its biggest proponent. And then GNC followed suit with their in-house brand of stuff. They made a big investment in it. Needless to say, that never quite happened. But let's take a closer look. Bovine colostrum is the nutrient-rich pre-milk fluid, right, that is secreted by the breasts of female mammals. It's usually secreted in the first 12 hours of a newborn's life. And it contains the essential nutrients for a young cow to grow and develop. The bovine form is very close to that to the human form. However, bovine contains nearly four times as many immune factors. It also contains growth factors, and in particular IGF-1 and 2, amongst others. All told, there are 37 immune factors in colostrum, which where I think, you know, the money is, plus eight growth factors. It may also positively affect your mood. I'll talk about that in a minute. The real question is, does using it result in better and or faster muscle growth or an increase in athletic performance? And for that, we need to look at the studies and the real-world feedback. In one of those studies performed at the University of Delaware, bovine colostrum was tested to see if it resulted in an increase in lean muscle. Research has concluded that lean body mass improved significantly by 3 to 4 pounds, but there was no change in fat mass nor in exercise performance. Jose Antonio, by the way, conducted that study. In another, researchers examined the effects of bovine colostrum on peak vertical jump, cycle power, anaerobic work capacity, one rep max, and plasma IGF-1 concentrations. They used a randomized double-blind placebo design. 51 males completed 8 weeks of resistance and plyometric training while consuming 60 grams a day of colostrum, or an equal amount of whey concentrate. At the end of 8 weeks, the researchers concluded that colostrum supplementation during training, I found those words interesting, significantly increased peak anaerobic power, but had no effect on lactic anaerobic work capacity, one rep max, or plasma IGF-1 levels. On a personal note, I used and have used MassPro Whey, which is fortified with a gram of organic colostrum per scoop. Now, usually I was taking 4 scoops a day. Whenever I did use it, it does seem to impart this noticeable soothing effect, not just on my stomach, but also, you know, you just feel more content, which may get back to colostrum's effects on mood. It's also worth noting that I never got sick when I was using that stuff, even in a house full of people with the flu. I have no doubt that it improves immune function. I don't, however, hold any illusions that it imparts dramatic improvements in muscle growth, at least at the, you know, gram per day threshold that I was using. Interesting story, though. Mass also sells 1 gram caps of their Alpha EFX colostrum, which gave rise to an interesting little experiment I conducted. I deliberately sandpapered some skin off my forearms, then applied the contents of one cap a day to one of my arms for 7 days. The colostrum-treated skin or arm healed completely in 5 days. The non-colostrum arm took 9. So take that for what it's worth or try it yourself. It's an interesting experiment and makes you wonder if the same is going on inside your body. Final word. Colostrum does seem to have benefits to hard training athletes. However, expectations need to be kept in check. We discussed last week the price of whey skyrocketing, right? And there's no end in sight. Some of the other alternatives, like hemp I discussed, are still a ways off. It may be a worthwhile experiment, then, to replace your current 60 grams of whey protein with colostrum for 8 weeks. Since you have a local connection, I'd go for it. For those of you that don't, you can scratch around on the web and find 200 grams of colostrum for around $16 and change. And replacing 60 grams of whey with an equal amount of colostrum then will run you approximately $4 a day, which is only about a buck more for an equal amount of MassPro and a heck of a lot more colostrum. On training days, I'd consider 30 grams pre-workout and the remaining 30 post. On off days, I'd suggest at least one of those servings come in an hour prior to bed, the other when you wake up in the morning. If an additional 3 or 4 pounds of lean body mass do manifest in 8 weeks, you'll know you have struck gold. So I hope that helps, Sergio.
Okay, first of all, raw colostrum is a totally different animal. Getting it directly from a cow, usually it's second-day colostrum because first-day colostrum is given to the calf. So it's slightly watered down. I've had first-day colostrum, and I've had second-day colostrum, and second-day colostrum is much more palatable. First-day colostrum is almost blood orange. Yeah, I would say blood orange colored. And it kind of grossed me out the first time I drank it because I thought there might be blood in it, but it's not. Second-day colostrum is almost yellow like eggnog. First-day colostrum obviously has a higher concentration of the growth factors and the immunofactors. But both first-day and second-day colostrum will do the job. And raw colostrum has something that you don't get from the dry colostrum. There are transporter enzymes in raw colostrum that help you absorb the IGF-1 and the insulin that's in it and all the other growth factors, because there's more. There's even testosterone and estrogen in it.
Wow.
DHEA, creatine in it. I mean, it's amazing what's in colostrum. Colostrum, right from a cow in its raw state, not only has all these benefits, but delivers them properly because the immature digestive system is not functioning yet. So it has to not only carry the nutrients and growth factors and immunoglobulins, but it has to get them into the baby too because the baby can't absorb them on its own.
Wow.
And so raw colostrum is, and Vince Gironda, Jack LaLanne, these guys, they loved raw colostrum. I started drinking raw colostrum a decade ago. I only get it once or twice a year. It cost me $40 for a gallon. It's the best $40 I spend. Now, don't expect to gain 5 pounds of muscle overnight, as Rob is pointing out. But guess what? If you inject growth hormone 10 IUs a day, you're not going to gain 5 pounds of muscle that fast. Nothing gets you the muscle that you think it's going to get you, because the supplement industry has hyped everything to such a degree that most people's expectations are flawed.
Right.
But know this, that if you drink a gallon of raw colostrum in a week, and please drink it within 4 or 5 days, don't let it go much longer than that. If you drink a gallon of raw colostrum in a week, whatever your changes in your body are, they would have not happened had you not had the colostrum. I can assure you of that.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, if you've got a local connection, go for it. Go for it. You know, it's the wound healing experiment that I conducted was real. I mean, it was a real eye-opener. I would highly suggest guys try that to see it for themselves. You know, it's not going to cost a lot of money, and insightful.
And I'll forewarn you. If you drink raw milk, but you've never had raw colostrum, they taste nothing like each other. Raw colostrum is very, very high in fat. And I would go to the extent of saying it's even almost tasteless, or it may actually have a slightly gamey taste, some people think. It's not repulsive. It's not something that if you put it in your mouth, you go, oh, my God, I got to spit it. It just is not a taste that your taste buds are accustomed to. You've never tasted anything like it before.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, it's like eating haggis. There you go. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question from Dan Flashburn. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by The Blueprint. Go to superhumanradio.com and take advantage of an amazing offer to get The Blueprint right now. We'll be right back.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
It's day and night, day and night. It's day and night, day and night. 'Cause day and night.
Welcome back. Okay, the next question comes from Dan Flashburn. I bet his friends call him Flash. How much you want to bet?
It's a cool name.
I know, right? In January's Blueprint Bulletin, you wrote about ginger root extract. However, it was geared more towards our friends in Europe, given the lack of highly concentrated extract here in the United States. Who said this? No extract here in the United States. Swanson's Vitamins now has a ginger root extract product that is standardized to 20% gingerols. Does this product make this more feasible for us in the States? If so, what is your dosing recommendations? And then he sends the link to Swanson's Vitamins.
Well, you know, I took a quick look at this product, and on the surface, you know, it looks like a great find. You're probably aware, though, given your history, Carl, of some better alternatives. But given this product, I would suggest 2 caps a day, both taken prior to bed. As we know, most bodily repair, regeneration, and hormone release occurs during that time.
I don't know that I take it before bed, Rob.
Really?
Yeah, because ginger root, ginger can stimulate. It acts on the villanoid receptors, just like capsaicin and pepper. It can alter body temperature. It has been proven to be a phytoandrogen, so it will stimulate androgen receptors, which could increase mental activity. I never did
that to me, but I understand your point.
Well, I think somebody should be aware that if it doesn't work at night for you, if you take it at night and you don't sleep as well, then just take it first thing in the morning when you wake up. Because the real benefits of ginger are long lasting. And what I mean by that is if you take ginger in the morning, it's going to work all day long. It's not like if you take it and it disappears. I mean, it has a natural effect on the P450 cytochrome cascade through the cyclooxygenase link. It interacts with the brain. It is an androgen receptor. You can actually call this. I'll tell you what. You can call ginger instead of a CERM. Yeah, a CERM. Right? What is a SERM? Is a selective estrogen? Oh no, a SARM.
SARM.
But
yeah.
It's a phytoSARM. It's a phytoSARM because it does activate the androgen receptor. It also, when taken as a tonic, mixed with hot water, can stimulate adrenal function. So that's the other reason why it may cause a little release of cortisol at night. So
wow.
That's the only reason why I said you may want to experiment with it. If you can take it at night and sleep well with it, then go on. But if you
right.
find that you don't sleep well, then just try taking it first thing in the morning.
Okay.
All right, the second question he has. In the March Blueprint Bulletin, you wrote about CoQ10. I was wondering if CoQ10 would stack well with Burn It Up from Mass, giving the peak ATP in Burn It Up. I thought I read an article about taking these two together. However, I can't find it any longer. Is there any benefits to stacking CoQ10 with peak ATP?
He's given away all my secrets in the blueprint bullet, but that's all right. Not all of them. ATP is a multifunctional nucleotide, so its main role being a coenzyme. So as such, it's a synthetic alternative to coenzyme Q10, so I would consider stacking it, Burned It Up, you know, the peak ATP therein with coenzyme Q10 duplicative. For coenzyme Q10 standalone, they make Now's product, makes a 200 milligram enhanced with a little vitamin E and lecithin. You can find that for $15. Less than $15. You're much better served here to stack the coenzyme Q10 with Shilajit. And in particular, the Primavie brand has shown evidence that it can double levels of coenzyme Q10 in mitochondria. In a preliminary study, the combination of coenzyme Q10 and Shilajit produced a 56% increase in cellular energy production in the brain, 40% better than coenzyme Q10 alone. In muscle, there was a staggering 144% increase, 27% better than when CoQ10 was administered. The Primavie brand of Shilajit, you can find, I think Vitacost.com has it. It's Gero's formula, Shilajit fulvic acid complex, 60 vegetarian capsules. One cap of each taken together in the AM with breakfast gets you to the grocery store.
Yeah, okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll have the blueprint tip of the day. How's that sound?
Great.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I take that back. He had a third question here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay. His third question was, Mike Mala has a new test booster that features Bulbine Natalensis. It appears Bulbine Natalensis has good potential as a test booster. However, there seems to be concerns about its safety. What are your thoughts on Bulbine Natalensis? Can I say something before you talk about this?
Yeah, shoot.
Okay. No one in the country knew what Bulbine was, and no one in the country knew what Fidogia was until I did shows about them back in 2006 and 2007.
Wow.
Now they become supplements. No one knew what they were. In fact, Anthony Roberts openly said that my introduction to Fidogia is what launched a product for him and a product for another a big manufacturer in Canada. And then I did a follow-up show with the same scientist, Dr. Toyin Yakubu, from the University of Ilorin in Ilorin, Nigeria. He did these two studies for the Journal of Andrology in Japan. And we did the second show was on Bulbine. And here they are today, still supplements. Isn't that amazing? I gave birth to those two supplements. I talked about them on the air, and people started making supplements out of them.
I hope you're getting royalties, brother.
Yeah, the only thing I'm getting is royally screwed. That's all. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so he asked for my thoughts, and my thoughts are this. You know, I looked at the product real quick. It appears to be a quality extract. However, given the concerns raised about its impact to HDL levels, liver enzymes, etc., I would consider cycling that 5 days on and 2 days off for no more than 6 weeks, and then an equal amount of time off for some added protection, especially against alterations in HDL and elevated liver enzymes. Consider adding 4 soft gels a day of sesame. You're looking for the Primaforce brand over at NutraPlanet.com. It's a steal of a deal, and it's still out there, guys. $6.46 for 90 gel caps. You're simply not going to get a better deal than that.
Yeah. And don't forget, almost all of the Bulbine that comes into this country that is standardized and being sold to the supplement industries really comes through Driven Sports.
Yeah,
interesting.
Well, Matt did some good work on that.
Oh, man, he's got the most reliable source of it in the world. So anybody who uses Bulbine generally is getting it from Matt, in my opinion. So anyway, let's do this. Now we'll take our commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner. Ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Listen up, everyone. We have just informed that there's an unknown box that's attacking all clubs. Some of us have been said to be.
Welcome back. Okay. Boy, here's a name I haven't heard in a long time. Swallowing the Big Lie, the Taylor Hooten Foundation. Yeah, Taylor Hooten's dad, like many dads after they lose a son, go on a campaign to try to make sense of the loss of their life, of their son's life. But he really did go the wrong way, in my opinion. So let's see what you have to say about it, Rob Regish.
Yeah, for those unfamiliar, Taylor Hooten was a teenage baseball player from Texas who committed suicide. Now, by all accounts, Taylor was a popular kid with a bright future. He was the cousin of Bert Hooten, a former major league pitcher, and his brother played ball in college. Now, for reference sake, Taylor told his doctor he had been injecting himself with Deca and taking A-bombs, or Anadrol 50. Predictably, at a shade over 6'1", he gained 30 pounds, going from 175 to 205 in short order. But on July 15th, 2003, a month after his 17th birthday, Taylor hung himself. As reported in the New York Times and sensationalized elsewhere, his parents and a doctor familiar with the case said they believed Taylor's death was related to depression. Depression supposedly linked to coming off steroids. Let's get one thing straight. Any suicide is a tragedy, and doubly so when it involves a young person. Androgens are contraindicated in teenagers, and while your natural test levels are peaking, scare tactics do not work. That much is obvious, right? It just makes the drugs more appealing, especially to kids. Personally, I try to inject some logic into the conversation. So if a young athlete inquires with me about steroids, I just ask them this simple question. Do you really think at age 17 to, let's say, 21, it's your hormone levels that are holding you back?
No.
No. And that registers because it's the truth, right? I don't try to scare them. I just point out the obvious and then offer some drug-free solutions. That's not how Taylor's father approached things, though. Don Hooten fell into the trap that our congressional clowns, sports governing bodies, and Joe Q public all have fallen into. They all scream danger. So much so, Don Hooten started the Taylor Hooten Foundation. Said entity collects government funds for steroid education and seeks to, quote-unquote, educate anyone that'll listen as to the dangers of steroids. That education, by the way, is administered by Big Don himself, who represents himself to the public as a steroid expert. The only problem with that is this. He's no expert. He doesn't come from a background in legitimate science, nor does he have any practical experience with the drugs. Only the firm belief that steroids killed his son, Taylor. Hooten's quote from the online documentary, Bigger, Stronger, Faster, says it all. He says, I don't care what the science says. My son is dead. The only proof I need is right on the wall, where he points to a picture of Taylor in Little League. Now, that's heart-wrenching for sure. The only problem is this. It has no basis in fact. Instead, Don Hooten's riding a wave of emotion, which he's parlayed into millions of dollars. Government contributions, i.e. your tax dollars, combined with seven-figure donations from Major League Baseball, have made this man rich. He is literally profiting off the death of his son. And to add insult to injury, Don Hooten doesn't know the first thing about androgens. Here's a good laugh and a recent quote from the self-styled steroid expert. Here, are you ready? Here we go. He says, Tom Hanks opens on Broadway high on steroids. The fact is, Hanks was given a cortisone shot in his hand.
Did he really say that, Don Hooten?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's out
oh
there.
Oh my God, Don, shut up, man. What are you, crazy? These are corticosteroids. Yeah, this just goes to show how ignorant he is that he thinks all steroids are anabolic.
Yeah, he can't even differentiate between the cortisone that Hanks took and anabolics, which is his chosen crusade. And getting high from them? Nobody gets high from steroids. And there's no epidemic of D-ball users knocking over 7-Elevens to get their fix.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Hooten is pontificating about steroid dangers to schools, youth groups, and anyone else willing to write him a check. His scare tactic speeches to kids contain not a single scientific fact.
Well, wait. I want to say something here, because I actually did a show many years ago about this, shortly after his death, and when Don Hooten was taking money from websites that promote steroid alternatives, ripoff stuff, you know, DHEA called Trenbolagen or something, you know, this is a fact. I want to be clear about something. When Taylor Hooten came off of the anabolic steroids, they made him go to a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist immediately and summarily issued a prescription for SSRI, antidepressants. An antidepressant which escapes me right now, but one that shortly after Taylor's death and the death of many teenagers who were put on it, committed suicide,
right,
came with a black box warning that said, this may cause you to commit suicide.
Yeah.
No one talked about the fact that Taylor was on antidepressants. They just said, oh, he was using steroids, when clearly, the doctor who treated him, a female doctor, later on said that maybe she didn't really do a thorough enough background research on how to treat someone coming off of steroids, because the reality was he didn't need SSRIs. He just needed something to kickstart his endocrine system again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's conveniently overlooked. I thought that was the case. I couldn't confirm it, but
it is.
Yeah,
we did the show many years ago. I think it was Anthony Roberts that came on the show. I actually tried to get Don Hooten on the show. I'm trying to, for some reason, I vaguely think I got a quote from him in an email that I read on the air.
Yeah.
So,
well, the ultimate insult, though, was about to occur. A few weeks after Nasser El-Sambate and Matt Duvall passed away, the following post appeared on his website. We offer no kind words to describe either Matt Duvall or Nasser El-Sambate following such horrible deaths. We offer no rest in peace sentiments.
Oh, he's a bitter old fart. He needs testosterone. You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So while we're supposed to open our hearts and apparently our wallet to Mr. Hooten for the unfortunate death of his son, he reserves the right to insult the dead. Now, yes, those men made their choices, but so did Hooten's son.
But why? But how do we know that they died as a result of their anabolic steroid use? First of all, where are, you know, not to rip somebody off, but in bigger, stronger, faster, John Romano is quoted as saying, where are the dead bodies? If anabolic steroids kill so many people, why don't we have, I mean, it was estimated by Harrison Pope that at any, was it Harrison Pope? It was a doctor that I did an interview many years ago, once again, like 2007, 2008. He wants anabolic steroids not to be called performance-enhancing drugs, but to be called appearance and performance-enhancing drugs, APEDs, because 90% of the people who use them aren't professional athletes. They use them because they want to look different, whether they're bodybuilders or the firemen up the street. And
yeah.
So he did research on the internet in bodybuilding forums and so on. He assessed that at any given time, there is some 1 million men in this country on a cycle. That's not counting the guys who are on HRT and on all the time, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay? So if there's a million guys on a cycle at any given time, where are all the dead bodies?
Yeah. They don't want to answer questions like that. But the point is, there's a line out there, folks, and words like Don Hooten's crossed it. And it became apparent that if Don Hooten published something like this about Nasser El-Sambate and Matt Duvall, it stands to reason that he'd publish anything. And that is precisely what happened just a few short months ago. Anthony Roberts, this is public record, submitted an article under a false name from a fake email account claiming to be an Australian guy pursuing a PhD in epidemiology. The article was full of bogus facts, references, and complete fantasy. It spoke in sensational terms to the dangers of androgens, and that was enough for Don. No vetting of sources, no checking references. He bought it hook, line, and sinker, because that is all the fuel that he needs to believe. That's what killed his son, and it pads his wallet. The article was posted, it was published on the foundation's website shortly thereafter. A half dozen or so studies are referenced in the bibliography of this laugher, but four of them really stand out. One references a study wherein no such study exists, nor does the journal it supposedly was published in.
So basically what you're saying here is that Don will print anything without doing any research of its legitimacy as long as it has an anti-steroid message.
Yeah. The authors of that study were two former governors of New Jersey.
Oh, he didn't pick up on the names either, in other words, right?
No, it gets better. There was another one published in a journal, again, that didn't exist. The authors listed were the starting lineup of the New York Yankees in the correct batting order of that month, no less. And another one was authored by Clark Kent, Peter Parker, and Bruce Wayne.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? He actually published that on his website? Really?
He actually saved the best for last, a study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Okay, This was a real study, but it doesn't support any of the claims falsely attributed to roid rage. It actually refutes them. So apparently, in his zest to crusade against the evil, the androgens, you know, that killed his son, Big Don missed those details too. And to further illustrate this man's ignorance, the abstract mentions that while up to 6% of males aged 12 to 18 have tried steroids, female use statistics aren't just closing in on males, they're quickly surpassing them if the current trend continues. Absolutely ridiculous.
You know what I got to say about Don Hooten? Listen, the guy lost his son, and he is trying to make sense of the loss of his son's life, especially because deep down inside, I can absolutely guarantee what I'm saying. Deep down inside, he feels some sense of responsibility, whether it's A, not seeing the signs. Because don't forget, Don Hooten was proud of his son when he was playing baseball and he was getting all muscled up. He didn't sit down with his son and say, hey, God, you put on a lot of muscle. What's going on? He was proud of his son. And then the mistake of all mistakes was taking him to a psychiatrist and putting him on SSRIs, which you know that his family must have said, you got to do this, Taylor. You got to do this. This is how it has to be done. Listen to the doctor. That was the mistake. So Don Hooten, I mean, I can think about how I would feel if I had this comedy of errors that I had some either passive or active responsibility in that ended up causing the death of my son. I would want to make sense of it. I would want to somehow crusade and live my life in a way that would absolve me of this mistake. And that's what he's trying to do. But unfortunately, he's not doing it the right way. He really isn't.
Here's the bottom line. Stuff like this hurts all of us because there's no escaping it. If you carry any degree of muscle above the norm, you got that way because of steroids.
Yeah, it's insulting.
See this for the compliment that it is, and know that your commitment to physical culture is paying off. Okay? Today, you've got access to training, diet, legal supplements, and other strategies that are incredibly effective. Your challenge is to find them and achieve what others think must be the result of drugs. Yet, do so knowing this. You have nothing to prove to the Don Hootens of the world, only to the man looking back at you in the mirror.
Or the gal. There you go. And don't forget, Vice President Joseph Biden could have been a pro baseball player had it not been for anabolic steroids. That is an insult to every baseball player in the world that all it takes is agreeing to inject yourself to be a pro-level baseball player. Think about that. Think about why didn't anyone within the Major League Baseball arena come out when he said that to Congress before he was a vice president? When he came out and said, when they were talking about the whole baseball scandal, I could have been a pro baseball player. I wanted to be a baseball player, he said, when he was in college. He wanted to go on, but he wasn't willing to take steroids. And so that is why he couldn't be a pro baseball player. What that says is everybody who made it to pro level is using drugs. And he's our vice president today, unfortunately. He's a handsome guy. He's a perfect example of a dumb guy. You know what I mean? He's handsome, but he just, every time he opens his mouth, the bad things come out. That's him.
Yeah.
That's him.
The hypocrisy just doesn't end.
Yeah.
Just doesn't end. But like I said, you know, see, when people accuse you of it, that you're on drugs, see it for the compliment that it is, and know that what you are doing is working. And what you will hear about here every week is what gets you to Gainesville.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Great show today, Rob. Great show.
Yeah.
Thanks for all that you do, brother.
Thank you.
Okay.
Privilege and pleasure.
All right, so there you go. We've got a good show planned tomorrow. We're actually going to be we have a really good show planned tomorrow, by the way. Stay with me, Rob, for a second. Let me pull up the calendar. I want to mention what we're doing. At 12 o'clock, we're doing a Muscle Saves Lives episode with a guy who had Hashimoto's disease and reversed it himself. And keep in mind, he's a level 1 CrossFit personal trainer today. He is living the superhuman lifestyle, but he had a disease that most people end up having a thyroidectomy and being on hormones and having a miserable life for the rest of his life. He did not go that way. Then the second hour, we'll be talking to a scientist about the relevance of animal models when looking at arteriosclerosis. This is going to be really interesting because, don't forget, some of the earliest studies were done on rabbits that implicated a cholesterol as being the cause of arteriosclerosis. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow, so tune in. Rob Regish, thanks for being on, brother.
Thank you.
All right. See thanks for listening, and see everybody tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.